This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. India welcomed the United States President Donald Trump's announcement of a comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that it provides a viable pathway to long-term and sustainable peace, security, and development for the Palestinian and Israeli people, as well as for the larger West Asian region. The Prime Minister expressed hope that all stakeholders will come together behind President Trump's initiative and support the effort to end conflict and secure peace. The Election Commission of India, ECI, is scheduled to publish the final voter list of poll-bound Bihar today as part of the Special Intensive Revision, SIR. The final electoral roll of Bihar after the SIR will consist the names of all the electors who filed the enumeration forms to remain registered. Earlier, the ECI had released a draft roll on 1st of August. The eighth day of Navratri, the Mahagauri form of Goddess Durga, is being celebrated. On this occasion, President Draupadi Murmu extended her greetings to the citizens living in India and abroad. In her message, the President said, "This festival symbolizes the country's culture, faith and spiritual heritage." She noted that worshipping Ma Durga in her nine forms is not only a path to spiritual purification, but also inspires everyone to move forward with truth, justice and compassion. Moody's Ratings has affirmed India's long-term local and foreign currency issuer ratings at Baa3 with a stable outlook, citing improvising fiscal metrics and resilient growth prospects. The move reflects confidence in India's strong economic growth. Moody noted that India remains a safe investment destination. While fiscal weaknesses and high debt remain concerns, the agency expects limited near-term impact from U.S. tariffs and policy shifts on India's economy. However, tariffs could hinder India's long-term export manufacturing ambitions. Senior BJP leader Vijay Kumar Malhotra passed away this morning at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS in New Delhi. 93 years old BJP leader was the first president of Delhi BJP. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the demise of senior BJP leader. In a social media post, Mr. Modi described Vijay Kumar Malhotra as an outstanding leader with a deep understanding of people's issues and recalled his vital contribution in strengthening the BJP in Delhi. The Prime Minister also conveyed his condolences to his family and admirers. Canada has listed the Bishnoi gang as a terrorist entity under the criminal code. The terrorist listing of Bishnoi gang means anything owned by the group in Canada, including property, vehicles and money, can be frozen or seized by the Canadian law enforcement to prosecute terrorist offences, including those related to financing, travel and recruitment. In a statement, the Government of Canada has said that the Bishnoi gang has a presence in Canada and are active in areas with significant diaspora communities. In cricket, the ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025 will kick off today with the opening match between hosts India and Sri Lanka at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. The match will begin this afternoon at 3 p.m. We have a report.
The women in blue, led by Harmanpreet Kaur, will look to end a 47-year wait of Indian women's cricket team for their maiden ICC title.
I think the Indian culture, they're very welcoming. Special for me is that it's my first World Cup. And to be able to play in my home country in front of my home crowd, that makes it a cherry on top.
1, 2, 3, India!
The 2025 Women's World Cup is the 13th edition of the 50-over cricket tournament featuring 8 teams. Hosts India, Sri Lanka, Australia, England, New Zealand, South Africa, Bangladesh and Pakistan. The much-anticipated match between arch-rivals India and Pakistan will take place on 5th of October in Colombo. Reigning champions Australia is the most successful team in the history of the Women's World Cup with 7 titles. Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
The IMD has issued an orange color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.